بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we spoke of the statement of Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyab, the great Sufi, رحمه الله تعالى, and he spoke of shukr and the importance of shukr and how necessary it is that shukr should be a fundamental part of our lives, something without which we cannot do. He then explains the reality of shukr and really what does it mean to have shukr, to have this quality within us. He says, "Man arafa biqalbihi." He says, shukr, appreciation starts with the heart. Because sometimes you find a person uttering Alhamdulillah and saying thank you Allah and shukr lillah, but within there's a sense of entitlement. Maybe there's a sense of entitlement that I deserve this bounty, or I've worked for this bounty, or I'm a good servant of Allah, so it's only fair that I get this bounty. So he says there must be a correlation between the tongue and the heart. It's just not just an utterance with the tongue. He says, "Man araf," your heart, number one, acknowledges fully that I don't deserve this, I really don't. No matter how hard I work for it, I don't deserve it, but it is purely Allah's grace that I have it. "Man arafa biqalbi." That's, he says, when that starts there, وَحَمِدَ بِلِسَانِهِ, then you say Alhamdulillah. But that's no ordinary Alhamdulillah. It's Alhamdulillah that's really, you know, it really is a statement that expresses that inner feeling of appreciation. Then he says, عَرَفَ بِلِسَانِهِ. He says, when that is your attitude towards a certain bounty of Allah, he says, "Wallahi, I see nothing more than Allah giving you more of that bounty." And he says, this is a reality, and this is the meaning of Allah's statement where Allah says, "La in shakartum lazidannakum." Allah says in the Quran, more than one occasion, if you make shukr, I'll give you more. And lazidannakum, you can't, it's the most emphatic way of saying it. You can't emphasize it more. Allah says, certainly, most definitely, undoubtedly, I will give you more. He says, when this is the type of shukr you make to Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.